And we're in studio now with James Lyndon Hogg. He is a musical prodigy. Recently, he performed before a sold-out Manship Theater on February 14th. It was a Valentine's Night concert. He has a third album that is out and about. And he is here with his father. Many know the name Jim Hogg, who's a veteran of this business. And before we get to James, Jim, I know you're quite pleased with your son's meteoric success.
Well, Jim, thank you. Good morning. Good morning to you. Thanks for inviting us to come visit
with
you. We're delighted. I'm proud of him. Of course, as all parents are proud of their children, but I'll say he's really embraced this this music on his own and discovered it. So I'm just trying to get out of his way.
His latest is College Fund Volume 3.
Yes, sir.
And you are a high school student.
Yes, sir. I'm a senior.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
18 years old and homeschooled.
Yes, sir.
How did you get this musical background in your young life?
Well, my father has always played music, and I've grown up around it and really have enjoyed it. And about 12 years ago or so, I wanted to learn it on my own, and so I picked up a violin that my mother bought a long time ago, and she never really took it up, so I started banging on it, and and now I just love all this music.
You play several instruments, don't you?
Yes, sir. I play violin, banjo, bagpipes, fife, penny whistle, and piano. I can play the accordion, too, but that's way too much
and
to carry around.
When did you start playing these?
Oh, about... I've kind of always played them, but really started practicing around 12 years ago. So, but
when you were six?
Yes, pretty much.
And both you and your dad have musical instruments with you right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I brought the banjo, and he brought his guitar. And if you would mind, we would love to play a song that's traditional to Louisiana.
Let's go for it.
Absolutely. This one's called "The Lakes of the Pontchartrain," and in fact, it was written. You know, we're coming up on St. Patrick's Day. It was written by an Irish immigrant who came over during the Civil War, fell in love with a Creole girl, found out she was spoken for, and went on back home to Ireland. And it's called The Lakes of the Pontchartrain.
James Lyndon Hogg with Jim Hogg.
It was on one fine March morning when I bid New Orleans adieu, and I was on the road to Jackson Town, my fortunes to renew. I've cursed all foreign money, no credit could I gain, which filled my heart with longing for the lakes of the Pontchartrain. I sat aboard a railroad car beneath the morning sun, and I rode the rails till evening when I lay me down again. All strangers there, no friends to me, till a dark girl towards me came. And I fell in love with a Creole girl on the lakes of the Pontchartrain. I said, "My pretty Creole girl, my money here's no good. And if it isn't for the alligators, I sleep out in the woods." She said, "You're welcome here, kind stranger. Our house is very plain, 'cause we never turn a stranger out on the lakes of the Pontchartrain." Thank you.
play that banjo pretty.
Do we get College Fund Volume 3?
Well, thank you, Mr. Jim.
Jim, there was 17 more verses.
There.
We're not here all night, fella. So.
This is not an Irish pub.
No. No, sir. All of my CDs, College Fund, Volume 1, 2, and 3, can be purchased. You can purchase them on CD Baby, or even better, at the live performances that we play at, which can be found out on jameslindenhog.com.
Jameslindenhog.
We're going to be at the Louisiana Highland Games and Celtic Festival.
This week, right?
This week, yes, sir.
Actually, at the last full weekend of March at Lamar Dixon Expo Center. It's all about Scotland and Scottish games and Highland games. And at the Lamar Dixon Expo Center, you can go to LAH.
Well, you can go to your website.
I'll go to our website. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We have
That's
a great
Hog
video.
With two G's, by the way. And James Lyndon Hogg will be at the Highland Games, and you perform regularly. And I've seen some big-name entertainers who didn't sell out the Manship Theater, but you did. And congratulations.
Thank
on
you
your
very much, Mr. Jim.
Meteoric success, and I have a feeling we'll hear more from this fine gentleman as he progresses in the music world. Vastly talented and justifiably proud as his dad, Jim Hogg. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Jim.